This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
There is no racism here, you guys. They're just proud to be Southern. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's beautiful. And we need to focus on the real truth and not focus on the fake news.
The girl who wore a Make America Great Again dress at the Grammys, that's me. Yes.
Info Warriors, baby.
Shout out.
Saving depression.
Oh, my God.
I was always knowing everything was wrong for years.
Yeah.
Until these guys lived in San Antonio, and they picked it up. Down here, they would run it on Channel 8.
Wow.
PBS. Everyone in a great while.
Yeah.
Would catch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm not the only one. There's other people,
like,
and it makes me feel so much better.
That's incredible.
Cured her depression because the truth heals.
The truth does heal.
This is the truth. People together who are working and unifying.
Yes, yes.
And what's your name?
Beverly Hart.
Beverly, thank you for that hug. Beverly's an Alex Jones fan.
Oh, major.
Woo!
We buy products.
With me right now.
Really?
Brain Force with me right now.
You guys are too nice. That's Joy Vila, and Kaya Jones is with us as well. You know, from 99% of people with rebel flags, which is just the battle flag, it is a thing. We got our ass kicked and all this happened, and great-great-granddaddy was in it, and it was all about a war, about resources, and we just have it because we're being rebellious. It is a very small minority. It's about racism, and you can take any symbol and claim it's connected to racism, but in my experience, and seeing all the footage of folks with their rebel flags out, saving black people, white people, you name it, if they were racist before, which I don't think most of them are, coming together like this just neutralizes it, Joy. This is beautiful what we saw.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that beautiful? And that's why I wanted to put that out. I've got tons of footage of unity. Kaya and I, we did video, we did Facebook, and this is why we went out there, not only to raise money for hurricane victims, but also to show that they are struggling out there, and yet they are unified, more than Americans who are, they have everything. Some of these people, and they're complaining about what they have, and those guys, they're pro-America. They love you, Alex. They love our president. They were so happy to see us. You know, we were able to gift that family $1,000 worth of gift cards, give them food, give them clothing, and help a lot more families like that. And I just got to say a shout out. I'm not paid to do this, but I do have Brain Force with me. And this got me through the stress because there was a lot of pain and suffering seeing that out there. And you just want to do so much more.
I was going to tell you, you guys still look great out there in the middle of that stinking swamp.
God is good. Yeah, it was incredible. There was so much unity out there. Didn't you just see so many people coming together, Kaya?
Oh, no, it was incredible. I mean, it was nonstop. Like, they were victors, even though they are victims of this disaster. Yeah.
And that's another point. Why would YouTube, I know they're not censoring you now, so you don't want to rub it in, but why would they censor these loving unification videos? Because they know that's the power. They don't. Every time I put out the nicest unity video that goes viral, that's what they ban.
Right. Yeah. Well, they're not going to ban that video because they backed down, and we made sure they backed down, and we're grateful that they did because they use YouTube. You know, and that's the thing is if you're an independent artist and you're getting suppressed by certain companies like Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you know, you want to make sure that you fight it, but also you realize you need this to be able to get the word out.
No, I agree. And we kind of jump between the platforms as they censor.
Exactly.
We don't want to make them enemies. We just want them to stop.
No, we just want to say, listen, stop bullying us, back off, and now we're good, we're friends again. You know, YouTube's been good to me now, so they're going to stay in their corner, I'll stay in mine, and keep creating content because they can't stop that.
Well, let me just say this. I'm going to tell you something. I want to create a radio show, and we have the affiliates, that is roundtable hosted by ladies like yourselves, and I've been privately thinking about it. I know you guys are busy. That's why I want to be like 5 or 6 hosts. That way people don't have to work 5 days a week with all the other jobs you have. But I would like to, I'd like to send you guys the equipment and set it up so that you guys can be contributors for InfoWars.
Oh, we would love to, Alex.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, come back if you can, because I want to come back and play some of these clips and get to our next guest, who's also fighting the system.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months. Big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Kaya Jones joins us. Joy Vila has had her song, Make America Great Again, in the top 10 charts since Trump got elected, or right before. She's been a guest many times. She got censored wearing that dynamite dress there in Hollywood. Well, she already had some hits along with Kaya Jones, but she's gone to number one now after her YouTube channel was censored and blocked and demonetized 2 weeks ago. Make America Great Again is now number one on Amazon.com. That's above all the other top groups. That is an unprecedented victory. Number one, 99 cents, ladies and gentlemen. And I have no connection to it monetarily. It just excites me to see that at number one. And again, we were talking about the Streisand effect, how what we're pushing culturally, coming together, not being racist, judging folks by the content and what they do, not what color they are. I go to a restaurant because the food's good. I don't care if they're Asian, black, white, mixed, Hispanic. I go listen to music on the radio or in concert because I like the music. I I'm a married man, but, you know, I look at the lady because she's beautiful wearing that dress, because she is. That's God's creation. Doesn't matter to me what color her hair is, what color her eyes are. And that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are coming out of the hate. We see them manipulating us. We understand what's happening. I want to talk about that, bring in our next guest to co-host with us, and then I also want to get into Trump handing out food, working so hard with Melania, trying to heal these fissures, being loving, and the media making jokes about it. So right now, before we talk about the Streisand effect, let's go ahead and go to this clip. This is what Trump actually did versus we have the Morning Joe making fun of him. Morning Joe hoots with laughter watching Trump load a truck. Well, why weren't you down there? Here it is.
Hey, can you handle this? It's a lot of...
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. I'll put this back here for you.
All right.
Okay. You got it.
Yes, sir. One more.
You're loading it up, huh?
One more.
Good job.
Here you go. Just go ahead and put that in.
You got it? Okay, fellas. You're all set.
Thank you for having a good time. Good time.
Now, that's what Trump actually did. Let's play the Morning Joe. Because understand, just the president going and handing out food and going down there twice and going and shaking everybody's hands and hugging folks raises their spirits. It's not something the globalist Obama or even Bush did. And it gets everybody else to give money. And Houston Metro's 10 million people. And it's bad. There's dead bodies, sewage everywhere. They're in crisis. And they need continued support. So Trump's keeping them in the news, getting billions of dollars donated. He himself gave $1 million, and they made fun of it. Hey, Scarborough, how about you give something? At least Leonardo DiCaprio gave $1 million. I mean, how dare you sit there and run your mouth? So here's Joe Scarborough making a big joke out of all this. So you talk about sick. Here it is.
My hands are too big.
Yeah, for like a 9-year-old. But anyway, Willie, do you see that Willie, the president's getting involved in relief efforts, and it's heartening to me. And you can tell that he's done this. I don't know if he did it with AmeriCares. I don't know if he's a Red Cross guy, but here he is helping out. That's great. And then do we have the picture? That's all you got? You don't have the one of him.
What about the family when they came down?
But you don't have. You don't have where
and Ivanka, the guy, Jared,
Willie. So let's explain that he didn't get the one where the first thing he did, he actually put in the cab.
Well, that was obviously a photo op for the president, who did a nice job going down there twice. Let's give him credit for going down there.
He was humanizing.
I think we have the video somewhere. Put the bucket in the back of a pickup. Mr. President, put this in the pickup.
So where do you put that?
You just right back. Put it back in the bed.
In the cab.
Wait, why?
Cab or in the, where do you put
it? What does that have to do with anything?
But we'll show the video eventually.
We'll get the video.
He hands it in the front window. Guy drives.
Thank you.
It's better when you see it.
But you have to just take it, because
leave them on screen. You want to know the enemy of humanity, the elitist scum, treating you like you're an idiot, acting like we're in junior high, and Trump's not the cool kid, and they're all the cool kids at the cool table, making fun of the nerd kids at their nerd table. I mean, this is everything I hated in high school, everything I hated in junior high. These are the people's asses I kicked when they were beating up little nerds and stuff. These people are so sick. And it goes on and on. Making fun of Trump, walks up, the guy puts his hands out, he's humanizing it, hands him the food. Oh, how dare you put it in the front of the truck? How does Trump know it's raining outside? Oh, you should have put it in the back. Oh, you're an idiot. You're the man in the arena. Pull up Teddy Roosevelt's man in the arena, please. You're the man in the arena. He's actually out there doing something. You're sitting there in New York at NBC with the daughter of one of the biggest mass murderers in world history, Brzezina Brzezinski, who bragged that he backed the Khmer Rouge murdering millions, all the other crap he did. You sit up there with the dead intern in your office and all the rest of the crud you're engaged in, and then you sit there and act like Trump's bad when he genuinely cares and is down there for real, and he was during the campaign. Hillary wouldn't even show up in the hurricanes. She was too busy getting money from rich donors, too busy stealing Haitian relief money to go to Haiti when we had our airplanes down there exposing the UN sex crimes that Hillary and her staff were caught running. And so the media then turns it all into Pizzagate diversions. The man in the arena, excerpt from a speech, Citizenship in the Republic, delivered at the Sorbonne in Paris, France, the 23rd of April, 1910. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. Credit belongs to the man in the arena, who's actually in the arena, whose face is marred by the dust, the sweat, the blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement? And who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat. Now let's go to women who know real victory, real action. They raised $2+ million last week. They have absolutely gone in there, covered what's happening, brought hope to people. Kaya Jones and Joy Vila. And then we're bringing in, as well with us, Candace Owens, who has videos on average 300,000, 400,000, 500,000 views, some with millions, just roars on to the scene. Got targeted in a race war false flag by the Democrats, by the deep state, in a setup where they run most of these racist bots that are everywhere. She caught them red-handed. So it's blown up in her face, blown up in their face, and then success is blown up in her face. So then they tried to censor her the day after she's on with me and Paul Watson, but then she spoke out, so then that blew up in their face. So this is an amazing time to be alive. Before we go to Candace, and all you guys can ride the rest of the hour of you if you can. Before we go back to Candace, she was here with us last week before she got censored. Kaya Jones and Joy Vila, both great artists. Your song's number one, Make America Great, so you buck the system, and you're number one. Again, you had the talent, but no guts, no glory. Took you right to the top. Eye of the Tiger comes to mind. What is it like to see them making fun of the man in the arena, to see Joe Scarborough and all those other hosts just absolutely are an embarrassment to humanity?
You know, I look at Mika's face, and like you said, this is everything you hated about high school, right? The popular kids. Well, what happened to those popular kids after everybody graduated? They became the drunks, the losers, the deadbeats. And it's the nerds and the ones everyone ignored who rose to the top because they're smarter and better than everyone else. And look at her face. She's so disgusted, but that's all she has. She has one face, disgust. She can't think for herself. She's listening to what Joe says. He can't think for himself. They're both just a putrid bowl of regurgitating the same story. And the fact that they're politicizing this drama to make it their own drama and taking away from what the president is doing to save the lives of those people. We looked in the faces of those people down there. They are suffering. They are dying. They need all the help they can get. In the
exactly.
Fact
how do you
help?
Make a joke when you're not down there
not
and the president's
dying.
Down there trying to do something, belittling the effort? What
Absolutely.
The hell? This is so entitled.
Heartless.
You talk about the problem being rich white men. I'm starting to agree. It's Joe Scarborough, the disconnected blue blood piece of crap.
Mm-hmm. He's definitely disconnected. And nobody in America is going to side with that guy because nobody is as heartless as that
guy.
Does
that not show how desperate they are, Kaya? Candace, does that not show desperation?
Absolutely. It's still
win.
A lot of hatred.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't win.
Yeah, Candace, jump in first, then we'll go to Kai. I'm sorry, I'm not traffic gobbing well. What do you make of this?
It's beneath them. It shows a lot of hatred. And again, it just shows that they're hell-bent on making Trump out to be an enemy. It shows that he can literally do no right. And I think it's largely embarrassing for them. It's embarrassing for the people that they support. And it shows why Trump won, because they're acting like children on air. They're no longer even commentating politically. They're just there to make fun of him every single day. And people are exhausted with it.
Yep.
Don't they get that everybody roots for the underdog? Even if Trump wasn't as good as he is, people would still root for him. He's doing a lot of great work. But the way they pile on him and his family and on those of you that all of you have been persecuted just because you want to make America great again.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. And they're not going to stop. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, but that doesn't mean we're not going to get better. That's the thing. The more they push us, the more they attack us, the better we must become. We're 10 times stronger than them, 10 times smarter than them. And I'm telling you, Trump is going to win in a landslide 2020 because of this nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I know that Joy Vila and, of course, Kaya Jones have to go here in about 5 minutes. I'm going to come back and spend the rest of this important hour with Candace Owens, who also got censored, but they had to back off when it blew up in their face. But going back to Kaya and then, of course, to Joy Vila, closing comments about what you've witnessed the last few weeks.
Just a magnitude of connection, the human spirit and the American spirit coming together. I mean, we saw American flags everywhere. Each one of these homes that has been completely flooded had to be gutted. They lost everything. There was the American flag literally propped up with all of the things that were now, you know, the gutting of the home, the interior of the home now outside. So to me, that says volumes of, we are united, not divided, no matter whether it's a hurricane or propaganda or pushing narratives that don't exist. And what, you know, what MSN needs to realize is that when they keep pushing this rhetoric and hurtful comments about our president, they're actually talking about the people that voted him in. And we're taking it personally. It's getting to a point where I just don't know how much more they think they're going to be able to push us against the wall before we eventually just punch back.
Wow. You enjoy?
Yeah. I have to tell you, you know, the pain and suffering, and I echo what Kaya said and what we've seen, the pain and suffering down there is so real and so raw. The smells, the bodies, the way it's happening, these people haven't had food for weeks. Some of them, it's their first hot meal, and we got to deliver it to them. They don't have baby supplies. They don't. I mean, the babies have been taken out of the water, you know, almost dying. I mean, this is an emergency situation, and for Americans to use this to politicize, for bad Americans, for the media to make it seem like we're all racist and this is the white supremacy and the president's not doing anything is a travesty.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of Charlie Hebdo, who has the right to do it? I'm not saying blow him up for it, but saying that, like, Houston's a bunch of white supremacists, so thank God, and professors and CNN, New York Times said this is God's vengeance on conservatives when the city's the most diverse in the country.
It's the most disgusting thing I've seen. It's absolutely evil. It's decrepit. And the way we fight that is by showing more support and more love. If you can go out to Houston, if you can volunteer, if you can donate, we're working with Mercury1.org. These people will take everything they can. They need your help. And we have to continue the message. Fight the mass media. Fight this negativity with love, compassion, unity, and support for our president and for one another.
That's right. Kaya Jones, I want to get some comments and Joy on this, and we're going to do the rest of the hour with Candace Owens here, censored, but you know, come back like the Phoenix. Where do you think this goes next? As Joy was saying, the nastiness, just, I mean, I'll go out on the street, people, most folks like me or our listeners of every race, color, creed, all human with red blood.
Yeah.
But the left comes over and physically attacks me now. They scream Nazi at me.
Yeah.
It's all made up. I mean, because Joy's saying it's going to get worse. Do you agree with that, and how bad will it get?
I think it's important for us to do what we can. Like, if we constantly, you know, me and Joy were in the middle of, you know, my song was number three. Her song was number one. So at the same time, right this week. And we literally pulled promoting our records in this moment to go and volunteer. So for me, it's like, I don't understand the excuses or why Beyonce's not down there or why a heck of a lot more artists aren't bringing their awareness to the cause. If everybody is just kind of on this negative, negative, negative approach, I think that we're doomed if we do not fix it. So going down there, giving back, doing a good deed, you know, energetically might be the right move, that we just kind of go,
wow.
You know, What did she say, Michelle Obama? Oh, when they go low, we go high. We're soaring high. We're not even like on the next level as them. It's so ridiculous how low they've gone.
Well, Kaya Jones, you're on fire, because my next two questions were exactly that. I noticed you guys didn't even come on and talk about your records, despite yours being number three, Joy's being number one.
Yeah.
You guys never even made it about that, but we should celebrate the fact that despite all the intimidation, all the censorship, that you guys have only been more successful despite all the other cowardly people in music and in Hollywood, almost none of them would even dare give to Texas, other than Leonardo DiCaprio, to his credit, because they're too afraid to look like they're aligned with the evil white supremacist Texans.
Well, exactly. And that's the thing, too, is no matter what happens, it's like we say, it's going to get worse out there in the media, but people are going to start turning off, tuning out, and tuning into InfoWars, tuning into alternative media, because we're providing hope, providing truth. Providing, you know, we're saying make America great again. That's what my song sings about. You can be the, we can be the hope of every hungry child. That's what I sing in my song. Kaya's song, What the Heart Don't Know, is about the army spouse losing her husband because he goes off to war. I mean, we're singing pro-America music and we're inspiring people to do better and be better because.
Now let's explain. You guys have the number one and number three songs right now in the country. And where is the hype and celebration in MSM of you? It's nowhere because you're not controlled by the big corporate chiefs. You're controlled by your heart and your mind.
Well, and you know what it is? That's it's because we can curate the minds that they want to curate.
It's because you're running your own brain. You're running your own show, ladies.
That's
Here's the big,
right.
powerful women that are independent everybody's looking for, and there isn't any coverage of you guys other than the independent media. And despite the fake media ignoring you, you're number one.
That's right. They can't stop us. That's the beautiful thing, Alex. They cannot stop us. They can say what they want. They can troll. They can cry. They can whine. They can insult our president. They can insult our veterans. They can insult our Texans. But they will not stop us, and we will prevail because we're strong. And we're Houston
strong. Wow. It's amazing. Okay, we're going to go to break and end this. I know you ladies are going on to your next interview. I guess you're in Dallas. You've gotten a day or so away from the flooding. But Kaya Jones of KayaJones.com, Joy Vila. On Twitter, at Joy_Vila. Other parts, other tidbits you'd like to impart to people?
Just stay strong, Texas. You know, I think Texas right now should be the priority of the nation to get behind and to support. They're the heart of America, and it needs to be supported right now. They need food. They need clothing. They've lost their furniture. They've lost their home. And meanwhile, you're wanting to spew rhetoric about our commander-in-chief. By the way, he is our commander-in-chief. And if he's not your president, then you're not a United States citizen, and you need to get out. That's my opinion.
Exactly. And I want to say, too, is I want to remind everyone, like I do on my Periscope, my YouTube, you are a spiritual being. You're not your circumstance. You're not your body. You're not what people tell you you are. You can affect change. God has blessed you with gifts. If you're crying over Texas, get off your ass. Get out there. Donate. Help. You don't have to sit there and be sad. Turn off the news and do something about it because you can. You're gifted with that power. And I know that America can come back twice as strong, and we're doing it right now.
Well, I'll tell you, the Lord works in mysterious ways, and it's just amazing. Candace, we're going to talk about the censorship you've gone through and all the other big stories when we come back. But what is it like for you to see every time they attack, as long as we stand back up, we just get stronger? We've been hearing these amazing ladies break it down. It's just an incredible time to be alive in history. What's your takeaway here?
Absolutely. I don't think we're ever going to see anything like this for the rest of our lifetime. It is an incredible, incredible time to be an American. It's incredible to see us standing up and fighting the vicious media and the lies. And it's collapsing from underneath them. And guess what? I think they absolutely know that their days are numbered. You don't think Micah and Joe know that their days are numbered? No one's buying the poison that they're selling, you know? And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to watch them time and time again. I don't know how they do it with a straight face half the time. But I'm tremendously proud to be an American. And I'm tremendously proud that we are creating this ecosystem that was once underground and is kind of raising up at this time. And I'm unapologetically happy about all of that. So it's great to watch.
Incredible. I mean, that's it. We are, it's not that we're perfect, but we've had a poisonous group of dividers in control involved in pure evil. Their own documents admit it. And now you look at Morning Joe in that video, they look so desperate and pathetic, Joy.
They do. They're crying. They barely say what, they don't even know what they're trying to say. They're looking at the video. They couldn't, pull up the video. He's trying to describe the video. And they've lost the plot. They've completely lost the plot. Just like Candace said, they know they're on a sinking ship. They know they're dying. They're struggling. I'm sure all the advertisers are going to start pulling their money, and they're going to start looking at us.
And by the way, you're so beautiful. Your truth is so beautiful. You don't just look beautiful. Your truth is so beautiful. There's nothing sexier. It's real. We're not just selling hype like they do. They are on a burning, sinking ship. We're winning. If we just realize it, that's why they're so desperate.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Preach it, Alex. Preach it.
Nobody hunts small deer, Alex. Nobody.
That's right. That's right. They only go after us because we're the lions.
That's right.
That's right. Well, ladies, please come back more often. We love you, all of you. Thank you, Ms. Jones. Thank you, Ms. Vila. People need to follow you guys and keep the songs at number one forever. And thank you for all the work you did down there in Dangerous Houston. We're going to come back to another great patriot in the fight of the mind wars against the bullies. Candace Owens on YouTube, Red Pill Black on Twitter, at Red Pill Black. I'm Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones. Stay with us. This is a war.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right. You know, I couldn't be drug away from this live show today. I did take off yesterday, most of the day, and I went out to the lake with my family, and I was jumping off a 20-foot, two-story dock, and somehow pulled my back. So I've been here today, I've been on air, my back's pulled out. I'm not complaining. Just if I sound a little bit different, it's because every 10 seconds or so I get a big shooting pain up my spine. It feels like I'm hooked into an electroshock system. The crew was just explaining this to me, but wild horses couldn't drag me away because things are so exciting. The crew was just saying, hey, why don't you plug? You didn't plug last hour, and you plugged for like 30 seconds in the first hour, and we need money to hire more reporters and more crew and stave off the globalists and expand. So if you want to make a donation and get yourself great products, is basically what it is, towards the fight for the Republic. You can see we've hit pay dirt here. We're under a major enemy attack. Number one, please pray for us. Believe me, that's the number one thing I want. Number two, please spread the articles and videos at newswars.com, infowars.com, and all the great guests we have on. And number three, we've got the best supplements out there. Most of them are private labeled, best sellers already on the market. Then we just discount them 20% on average. When we do sales, we do it 50%. And Caveman is going to sell out in the next few weeks. More doesn't come in until October. But I want you to try it, and folks that already tried it and love it and have given it 4.7 stars, thousands of reviews on third-party sites. I want you to experience it for half off. Now, it's always discounted off retail, so it's normally like $40. It's $30 right now, and it's $29. It really is powerful. It's from chicken bones. Everybody knows you leave the breastbone in and cook it when somebody's got the flu or whatever. Well, this is beyond it. This is a whole bunch of concentrated, organic systems with the chaga mushroom, with the turmeric, with the bee pollen and other superfoods. And people are really taking advantage of this. I want you to try it, see how great it is. And I'm discounting it to go after the demographic we know is waiting for something to be on super sale. And it's been working so good. We'll probably sell out of it in a week or something, and then be sold out of it. But that's kind of a catch-22 because we're selling super male vitality, concentrated herbs for libido, stamina, energy, from my own personal experiences, cold press, for 57% off. With a 20% discount, we sell it all day. But I wanted to hit the demographic of folks that sit on the fence. We've never done this in the 5 years of the history of this product. We're doing it, and I thought it would take most of the month to sell out, and we get more in October, late October. That's not the case. At this current rate, it's going to sell out in about a week, so I'm going to have to end this soon. Supermill Vitality, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. X2 is 57% off as well. And there's a bunch of other products there. So we've never done sales this deep on these products. And it's because you respond to sales, so we're doing it. Even though on some of these products we make $5. When you sign up for AutoShip, we lose money on some of these deals because there's an additional 10% off. But whatever you do, ask yourself in history, is anybody fighting the globalist harder? Is anybody taking action in a more focused way? I hate to say it, but we are the best there is. We need your prayers. We need your support. We write the talking points of the opposition to the New World Order. And believe me, we're humble about it. I thought about this last night. We're humble about it, so I don't think the audience fully understands. We are the front line. And I don't say that from a power trip. I got my little sword out, staring down this thing, and we've had a lot of victories, but let me tell you, they're really putting the heat on, folks. They're putting the boots to me, my family, myself, and I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that the enemy knows we're on target. The information we cover here is crosshairs on. We are on target. So please, we need your prayers. We need your financial support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. They've cut our funding 95% on YouTube. They've been banning Paul's videos. We're not, hey, we just want to get the word out. But, you know, we were bringing in 50, 60, 70 grand a month. Sounds like a lot when you got 70 employees. It's not. Now it's like 10 grand a month from YouTube. I mean, they banned us off Google Ads 6 months ago. I mean, so they're chopping us off here as they try to take us down. That means take you down. But the good news is you've increased your support to us directly as this has happened. So please keep praying. Keep spreading the articles and keep buying the products. These specials are about to end. Thank you all for your support. Okay, keep them holding for 20, 30 minutes because I held the last guest over because I held Ted Nugent over. Kind of like a car wreck or traffic. It just backs up because everybody's so good. That's why a lot of times I go into the fourth hour that Paul Watson's hosting because it's all just as good. It's not like I'm going over to the last guest because they're not as good as Ted Nugent, or I'm, you know, going over Candace Owens because she's not as good as them. It's just that it's hard to hang up on these beautiful souls. So we're going to go to break in about 12 minutes. You've got the floor. Let's talk about the censorship you went through, how you overcame it. But let's recap what we covered last week and the video they censored you did with Paul and I live, radio/TV, when they set you up, the CIA, Gamergate, that how they go recruit men, women, minorities, you name it, with fake racism attacks. That's incredible testimony. So Candace Owens, thank you for joining us from Red Pill Black.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
So let's start. I mean, where do you want to get? The hurricane, what's happening, the censorship, how you struck back, how it all began. Let's start where it all began for you.
All right. So for me, I was essentially, I always say that I was force-fed the red pill because I went and created a company, and a woman named Zoe Quinn contacted me and told me that she was a woman that was attacked by anonymous white men on the internet, and that if I did not pull my company back and defund it, pull myself off of a fundraising platform, that I was going to be attacked by anonymous white men. I didn't buy her story, and I didn't pull myself off of Kickstarter, and within hours, I was being attacked by what I was supposed to believe were Trump supporters. Everyone had this kind of handle, pro-Trump John or moron. It was pretty obvious that she had orchestrated the attacks. And when I came out swinging against her in a public manner on Twitter, and I said, I know that she is harassing herself and that she is behind some funded campaign to attack people and try to make them think that it's someone else, I was swiftly covered by leftist media trying to smear me. Basically paint me out as a person who fell for a conspiracy theory, not someone who had actually lived through a girl calling her, threatening her, and then sending trolls on her. And those trolls were not white men on the internet. They were women. And I am certain that they were at that time actually being funded by Twitter because she was working as the official anti-harassment campaign chief of Twitter.
Wow. And again, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, they've all been caught. Mainstream media is doing the exact same thing.
Right.
It's beyond hiring actors. And, of course, there are some real racists out there. They're usually super disenfranchised losers. They're in their mother's basements demographically. They hate everybody, just like the fake left antifas in their mom's basements. And, I mean, literally, that the algorithms show that. They are losers who I'm sad for, who are blaming somebody else for their own problems. But in this whole racial division operation, you read WikiLeaks, they say, we're going to use culture war to maintain control. That means race war. That seems to be imploding right now, but it shows the boldness. Since you've gone public about this and reached millions of people with your channel and your riveting testimony, have you had other people reach out to you that have had similar things done? Because I've done this two times. We should do it again. People always get mad at us saying, oh, my gosh, then you've got the bots. Well, we went to Discus, that's a third party. But we can also maybe try to work with them. That's why I haven't done this in 2 years. I asked IT. I said, why haven't we tracked IP addresses to show the guys saying, I want to kill all the whites versus I want to kill all the blacks and all these racial names? We found out we're the same groups, the same PR firms, the same bots. They weren't even hiding themselves. And it's like, because, Alex, you got tired of the Secret Service coming because of death threats to Obama, you turned it over to third-party sites. So Discus has all that now. But we've done the reports where they are, I mean, obviously, they want to end discourse in a video about police brutality or about North Korea, whatever. They just go in and say N-word here, cracker there,
right,
to do it.
Right.
So you experience that yourself. You speak to that.
Absolutely. And what I've said and what I've tried to get out there is that they have developed anti-marketing firms. So they go out and they actively attack people and they try to control the narrative in terms of who the people think that the attacks are coming from. So for me, you know, with this ominous threat, if you don't do what I say, white men are going to attack you. And then I say, I'm not going to do what you say. And then all of a sudden every pro-Trump, you know, troll tries to attack me. So they are relying on stupidity and they are relying on anonymity on the internet. And the reason they came for me is that they actually mistakenly thought that I had created a product that was going to be able to unmask trolls in the middle of the election. And imagine if I had created that product, if we were able to say, hey, you know, Hillary Clinton has 50 million followers on Twitter. Oh, I just actually realized that all of these followers are fakes. And she actually,
they wanted to get you in their stable of mind control.
Right. Right, absolutely. And I wasn't stupid enough. I understood that the threats weren't real and that they were lying and that they were using this quite literally a white lie to try to get me to come out swinging against white men and grow their forces. And unfortunately, they picked on the wrong person. And I am back and I feel it is absolutely my duty to expose this lie.
And now they're pretty scared because after you came on with Paul and I last week, you got censored.
I did. I got censored immediately after I came on with you guys on YouTube for a video that did not even have one cuss word in it.
Let's talk about what they did.
So, yeah, I put up a video basically just not even attacking. I was reading verbatim the list of demands that Black Lives Matter Louisville chapter member had put out for white people, which essentially said, I want your homes and you guys are all small D-I-C-K white men. It was really racist and it was aggressive and it was super ignorant. And I wanted to speak out against it because people like her give African Americans and Black people in this country a bad reputation. And it's important that we stop being afraid to be called, of being called coons and stand up and say, no, this is BS and I do not subscribe to this. And apparently, I don't know, we have suddenly arrived into an era where liking white people or defending white people is unacceptable socially. So I received an email from YouTube, which just said that my video had been pulled for bullying and harassing. I did not bully a single person. I did not comment on the person who wrote the article. I literally read her list and then said why I thought it was important that Black people speak out against it, which basically lets me know that you can be anything you want as long as you subscribe to Democrat thought. They will always propel you. They'll always give you a voice. They'll always give you a channel. But the second that you get smart and you break the chains of thought and you say, actually, I'm educated, they will pull the carpet from under your feet as fast as possible. And I've now learned this lesson twice.
But the good news is you fought back, so they backed off. They're always trying until we just give up, so it's a war of wills.
Right, absolutely, and credit where it's due. Paul said to me, you need to make noise about it, because I was so shocked. I was like, I don't really know what I should do. And I just went on a Twitter rant, and I spoke about it, and I didn't shut up about it, and I tweeted, and 4 hours later, they reinstated the video without so much as an email, nothing. I appealed it on YouTube and basically told them that this is obviously, you know, just leftist BS, and they reinstated it.
Well, you know, I had Ted Nugent on today, and I just called him yesterday and asked him to come on, or 2 days ago, and he agreed. I don't ever come up with themes on purpose. They just come up from what's happening. And a few right. months ago, massive censorship got launched. They admit it's happening. Everything else was a beta test. It's here. But everywhere where people who are big enough complain, have allies that work together to point out it's happening. When Breitbart gets censored, I talk about it. If Drudge does, I talk about it. Because that's me, too. It's not like I'm just such a perfect person. No, I understand. They get them. They get me next. Then they've got to back off. It's only the little guys out there who would become big, they know, who get censored up front. And Facebook says, you better not post that again. You better watch what you're doing. They tell you these messages.
Right.
And people self-censor. This is so cult-like. This is so anti-America. This is so North Korean communist. This is so evil.
It is. It's absolutely evil and it's fascist. And people don't know this, but YouTube operates on a three-strike policy. So not only did they take down my video, but they gave me a strike. If you get three strikes on YouTube, they will pull your channel and delete everything.
For community guidelines, when they empower super guideline members that work for them or who they've approved as mods, whose vote is 1,000 or 100, depending on their level. So they've got these little commissars, these political officers that go out and say, Candace Owens, YouTube, at Red Pill Black, she's calling for true Martin Luther King unity. We don't want that. Ban her.
Exactly. That's literally verbatim. That's got to be the best version of events that happened. All I was doing was calling for unity and saying that somebody putting out something as racist as that list was wrong. And that was apparently unacceptable. You cannot say that it's wrong to be racist towards white people.
And, of course, we know what's going on. It's in the WikiLeaks. It's in the Ford Foundation. They're trying to get white people to become racist, to control everybody with racial division like we're a prison, where there's the black area, the white area, the Hispanic area. I mean, that's what they're doing, is if enough white people see incredible racism, they'll go, oh, my gosh, this is really real, and then they'll fall into it as well.
Right, and they do. They almost do fall into it. They thank me for their videos, and they say, thank you for putting out this video, because for a second I was starting to think that every black person thought like this. That every black person wanted my home, that every black person thought that they were entitled to everything that I worked for because of slavery, which I wasn't even a part of, you know? And that is why I say, if you are African American and you see something that does not represent us or our culture, it is important that you stand up and say something.
Well, I tell you, Martin Luther King got killed because he wanted unity. And as soon as Malcolm X wanted it as well, he got killed when he was preaching. Not that, you know, he went through a lot of stuff, and I get why he said what he said, but once he figured out, no, actually, we need to unify, that's when they killed him. And it's the same thing here today, that we've all got problems and nobody's perfect, but we're being artificially manipulated, and we've got to admit the globalists are the main issue. Doesn't mean there aren't issues. The globalists are manipulating us. They admit they're manipulating us, and we need to just wake up from this nightmare. And it seems like people like you are leading us out of that nightmare.
Absolutely. And again, my focus is on African-Americans. That's where I come from. That's where I'm obviously the most attached to. I know what I've lived through. And I understand the struggle of being black, you know, but I also have outthought it and I understand what the real issues are. And let me tell you, our issues have got nothing to do with white people and everything to do with the leftist agenda. We have been used like mules over and over again. And it's time for us to stop being sheep and start being lions.
Well, most white people I know are guilty and they're just working and they feel bad and they want to prove that they're not bad people. And then they're manipulated by these spiders that use their good intention to control folks. Another white folks are just
the white guilt. They tap into the tree of white guilt, as I like to say.
Exactly. And then you got others that just will be racist with people and then not be right. It's just all just fakes like everybody has. But it is a bunch of globalist, high-powered, old white people and royalty that are using divide and conquer to control all of us. So at the end of the day, the weird kernel of truth is, you know, it is some old rich white people that are actually manipulating all this against everybody, and that's why they hate people like you so much.
They do, absolutely. I'm the first person that they want to censor because they know that the more that my message gets out to black people aren't going to go, oh, well, she must be a white nationalist. They're going to think twice. You know, I look like them. So why am I saying something that is ultimately, if it's ultimately going to hurt me in the end, I wouldn't do that. That's nonsensical. So, again, I am the biggest threat to them because if I can have a platform and I can speak out against it, then they're going to lose the remaining base of black people that they have.
That's right. And all this fake racism stuff gives cover to real racists, but we're tribalists. We come back then. What did you think of Trump in Houston? How do you think the enemy is going to strike back? That's really the big question we're going to ask. And Paul Watson is warmed up. He's in the gauge. He's ready to go.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
$158. answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Owens buoys my heart to know there are so many great young people with beautiful souls, beautiful hearts, awake to what's happening. But I got to tell you, there's so many other people captured in the bondage of globalist disinformation. And looking at what happened in Houston and how that storm that was to be this big tragedy and still is, blew up in the face of the whole fake race war narrative. And then to watch the demons on CNN and MSNBC so angry and just so pissed. It's like, gosh, where do they find so many evil people? So we're winning in many ways, but also I'm just like hurt. Like, why are there so many bad people? Well, a lot of greedy globalists got control, and they found folks that will do whatever they're told. We just have to turn away from these people and promote new independent media like InfoWars and you know, the work that she's doing over at Red Pill Black on YouTube and Twitter. Candace Owens, in the few minutes we've got left, because Paul's coming up, I'm going to let him have the whole hour. I'll always jump in and take over. Paul's going to be hosting from England. Other points you'd like to add?
You know, I just would agree with you that the media circus, it needs to stop. They need to pull back or don't. They can keep doing it because at the end of the day, they are absolutely hurting themselves. And what they have done with or tried to do with the Houston narrative is absolutely disgusting. What I saw there was beautiful. What the president did was a phenomenal presidential job. And
exactly. Why can't they stop then? We don't even want to hurt them. We don't want to conquer them. We just want them to get off our backs. Right. Why won't they stop?
I don't know, but what I saw was black people, white people, Spanish people, every color, race, and creed of an individual coming together in what really was a beautiful display of not just Americanism, but humanity. And if they can't accept that and love that, then they are just cold people. And I'm happy to be the part of the growing number of people that are turning them off completely because nobody cares what they think.
Exactly. Candace Owens, in your gut, though, women's intuition, how are the race controllers, who are beyond racist, they just coldly manipulate folks like psychopaths, what's their next attack going to be then?
Something big and over the top like Charlottesville, I'd have to imagine. They've got to set up, they've got to get cameras there, and they've got to say, well, if you don't believe that the race war is happening, we are going to show you something that never happens and just keep playing it over and over and over again until you are brainwashed to believe that this is your everyday life. But I think their attempts are growing more desperate, and every time that they do it, they reveal a little bit more about themselves, and I have full confidence that, as you said and as I've said, people are waking up, and their days are numbered, so it's nothing that I fear. Whatever they do, it'll be a big deal in their own echo chamber and nowhere else.
Do they realize they're in an echo chamber?
They must. I mean, they lost the election. They said he was going to lose by 80%, right? They had Hillary at 80%. So they must at some point realize that they're in an echo chamber, but they're being paid good money by these globalists to pretend as if they're like actresses, like watching an actress on a show. I mean, at this point, I can't imagine that they're all this stupid. I have to hope that they're not all this stupid. But like I said, they get paid to do that. And for them, it's just a job.
Bottom line, George Soros is not happy. Candace Owens, Red Pill Black, people should follow you on YouTube and Twitter. Are you going to launch your own website soon? Because they may censor you there.
I just bought the domain name rpblack.com. I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do with it.
Well, you're awesome. Hey, you're amazing. We want you to be a contributor at InfoWars. So,
I'd love to.
Well, we love you. Well, let's talk soon. Let's get you flown down to Austin. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a good one.
You bet. I am not going to censor Paul. I'm always jumping in. If his Skype's working, he will host the fourth hour entirely. We'll find out, though. Will I be back in 70 seconds? Let's see. Whatever you do, spread the link. InfoWars.com/show. Look, it's Paul Watson. Look at there he is. There he is.